You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You heard on the Zoom call Wyatt Teller being asked questions, including by the lady who joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. Mary Kay, thank you for your time.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Let's hit Wyatt Teller first here. Wow. That worked out better than anybody ever could have thought when you picked up a guy who you thought, well, all right, let's see if he can work. And he turns into one of the best interior linemen in the NFL. How good for the Browns? How good for Wyatt?
It's definitely good for, for everyone involved. So, absolutely. It was funny because Dan Lobby and I were taping a podcast on just yesterday, and we got a question, a Hey Mary Kay question about about Wyatt Teller and his contract, and I did say yesterday that I thought that there was a chance that something like this could happen this season based on the way he's been playing and just based on the money situation with Odell, freeing up a little bit of money and that kind of stuff. So I kind of had a feeling that something might be coming down the pike.
So does 1 + 1 = 2 then? Because Jeff and I were contemplating, we're like, is there a direct correlation between, losing Odell's money and getting Wyatt's raise out of this?
It may have had something to do with it, but I think, this has been in the works. This is something that they really wanted to do. I mean, when you have somebody that performs like this, somebody that that John Dorsey went out and found, not off the scrap heap, but somebody that, you were able to acquire for later round draft picks and turn him into, the second team all pro player that he is right now. That's pretty remarkable. So, this is exactly the kind of guy that you want to keep around. He's only 26 years old. He's now he's the second highest paid guard. He's also the second rated guard in the NFL, according to PFF. This just made sense all the way around.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. All right. Good for Wyatt. Good for the Browns. Bad for the Browns. Nick Chubb, Dimitri Felton, apparently positive COVID test. Vaccinated, can have two tests and get cleared for Sunday. Even with that, and fingers crossed that happens. Status of Kareem Hunt. Do you think he'll be activated this week? Is he good to go? And if you're the Browns, are you bringing in at least another body at running back?
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. I mean, they're going to have to figure something out. I don't think, John Kelly also tested positive or is on COVID-19 reserve right now. So, most of your running back room is, it's going to be lonely for Dearness Johnson when he goes out to practice tomorrow, providing that he does not, test positive himself, because obviously the running back room is kind of on the reserve list. So hopefully for Dearness and the Browns that he will test negative. But as far as Kareem is concerned, he was originally supposed to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So he's really not, I don't think, 100% ready yet. But I mean, you never really know. He's a fast healer. Some guys are, and he's already missed 3 games. And I know that there was some hope on the part of some people that are really close to him that thought maybe he could pull it off and come back after 3 missed games. So you never know. Tomorrow will be the day that we go out there and see if Kareem is there or not.
I just want to go back to financials for a second, because again, Jeff and I were talking about this at the top of the show. So if Wyatt's got big cash coming, what does that do to guys like J.C. Treader or Jarvis Landry?
Well, these are all things that are under consideration as they move into next year. Now, Jarvis doesn't have any, he's basically, that's it. He doesn't have any guaranteed contract left. I mean, this could be possibly the end of the road for him. We always wondered, would it be the end of the road for Jarvis and for Odell at the same time. And, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe he will be a key part of the team going forward. But I mean, now would be the time to start thinking about, you know, about doing some things like that. So I think that there will be more as we go along. Not exactly sure who they'll be, but they are working hard.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Not to debate the Odell thing. That's he's not here. It's overdone. It didn't work out. Does this team, Mary Kay, is this a good spot for an extremely talented wide receiver, or do they just need guys who can go out and run patterns and catch the ball? And I'm thinking that down the road. You know, are they in good shape with DPJ and with Anthony Schwartz and anybody else they might pick up? Or do you think that this team would be in real acquisition mode when it came to trying to find a big-time talent at wide receiver?
No, I think that I think they can and should have a big-time talented receiver. I mean, that's why they had and were paying Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. a combined $31 million this year. You're not going to pay those guys that kind of money if you just think that you can go draft somebody in the sixth round like Donovan Peoples-Jones and plug them in there and it's all going to go really well. So, I think that they need to do that. I mean, you know, ideally you hope to be able to draft a, you know, a Justin Jefferson or a Ja'Marr Chase, although the Browns did quite the number on Ja'Marr Chase. But, I mean, you hope that you can get a guy like that and not necessarily have to pay him $15 million in the, you know, the first 3, 4, 5 years of his contract. So, yeah, they need them. Baker needs them. But you don't necessarily, you know, need to pay them that much money.
Let's just kind of look ahead here to this week's game at New England. Yeah, do you feel like that? Like, I feel like after Sunday, it's a fresh start. It's almost like the season starts all over again moving forward. Are you buying into that, or what do you think? I feel like they've turned the page on the first half of the season, and here we go. Now you can kind of control things the way you need to.
Well, you know, I think that that could be the turning point for them. I think that that Bengals game in some ways represented to me, you know, sort of the launching point for the rest of the season and really, you know, making their best effort to get to the playoffs after that. And I think that for the defense especially, it seemed to me to be sort of their coming-of-age moment, especially in the secondary and in some other ways. You know, I just think they started to come together, and that's what this team really needed. If you can get takeaways like that, you will be golden as you go through the rest of the season. And John Johnson coming alive, I thought that was huge. You needed that guy this whole season to do those kinds of things, and he really, you know, just wasn't coming through. But now he's comfortable in his role, and if he can make those kind of game-changing plays, then I think that will go a long way towards success.
You know, Marquis, I wonder if they had an epiphany moment in Cincinnati. Because the Bengals' first drive, they went right down the field, and then Denzel makes a great play, you know, and turns it into a touchdown. And the Bengals responded by going all the way down the field again and putting it in the end zone. And then after that, not much of anything. And I wonder, did something happen? Did the Browns suddenly click? Is this something that is sustainable on this defense? Because there's so much talent there. I think we've all been waiting for that moment, that time to happen. And maybe it did on Sunday.
Well, you know, I think having guys back healthy is a huge, huge part of this. So to look out there and to see that you had, you know, Denzel Ward, Greg Newsom, Greedy Williams, you know, your defensive backfield intact, I think that was vitally important. Now, Greedy Williams, we don't know where that's going yet. He re-injured the same shoulder that kept him out all of last season, and that would be really, you know, sad and unfortunate if it keeps him out for an extended period of time again this year, because he worked so hard to come back and he's been playing really, really well. But to see Denzel have that kind of game, to see Greg Newsom, my goodness, the lights are coming on for him. Yeah. And he's going to be really, really good. Again, John Johnson, Troy Hill, you name it. Those guys came together in the back end really for the first time. And I think it will be like that going forward.
Busy day, Mary Kay. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She was in the Wyatt Teller press conference. Make sure you read her work at cleveland.com. She'll have a great summation, great story about that, and everything that's going on with the running back situation.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.